Good morning, Exotics Vet. This is Brock speaking. How can I help?
Yeah, hi, Brock. Sarah Kershaw here. We've just had my little Budgicelli in there getting his collar off.
Oh, yeah, sure, Sarah.
Yes. Just a question. He's at home, but he's pulling all of his feathers out from under his wings.
Yeah, okay. He's not just preening them, is he pulling them, is he?
Yeah, I'm not in front of him, but apparently there is a little pile that he's pulling them out.
Okay, but that seems like that's always been a bit of a chronic thing for him, hasn't it?
It has. He's always, to a degree, but not probably to the point, and obviously he's preening pretty hard, obviously around his little sore and stuff like that. It's just that whether or not there's anything we can do to stop him with that.
Yeah, I guess it's definitely not normal to pluck feathers. Definitely not. We sort of talked a little bit about it being like possibly some referred pain or, you know, anxiety. They're probably the two more common reasons why these guys pluck. In budgies, it's definitely less common. Like, a lot of them don't pluck for behavioural reasons, like our bigger parrots.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind just leaving to see if he leaves at least the old wound alone.
Okay.
I'm probably not too worried if he plucks a little bit, because I think it's what I'm reading from Vanessa is it looks like that the feather loss was chronic. But, you know, it could be like arthritis in the elbow or, you know, you could have referred pain from inside his body or that sort of lesion thing.
Yeah.
So, I'd be fine to leave it, but, you know, I think usually the feather plucking for me, like usually we do an x-ray of his full body and do a full blood test. That's usually where we start. And I talked a little bit to Leslie about if he does end up ulcerating or chewing back at the area that we healed, I think we'd probably do a biopsy as well, just to make sure that it's definitely not cancer further underneath.
Vanessa did do something on it to check that it wasn't cancer.
Yeah, so the impression smear is not totally sensitive. So that's it. Like, a lot of these cancers in birds we find, it will, like skin cancers, that'll ulcerate the skin, and we'll just see, like, normal inflammation there. So the biopsy is the only way to definitively diagnose. If, like, sometimes we get really lucky, though, like, we take the sample and we say, okay, all these cells look like cancer, but the tests that we've done, we can't be 100% sure. So I think that would be the next step for us, is doing a biopsy and probably working up the feather plucking elsewhere.
He's always had the balder armpits. He does tend to, more than anything, but I think where he was at before was a bit more bald than he has usually been.
Yeah.
So I guess I was just double checking that it wasn't, that's what caused his other thing. I haven't spoken to Mum very much. She just rang me because she was concerned because he just seemed to be plucking all of his feathers out. Is there a follow-up in like a week or so for him to be rechecked to make sure he hasn't like got at his sore again?
I sort of just left it with Leslie. I said, just let it, like, we'll come back if he does end up doing it. So I said, just look for like blood around the beak or blood from that sort of area itself. But I think the next steps for me would be, blood test, x-ray. And I think the biopsy would be the best option for that area that he's actually mutilating the area from as well.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So look, sometimes we heal it, you know, we have lots of birds that pluck a little bit, you know, and end up doing fine. There's definitely a lot more we can do for him, Sarah, if we end up doing it. But that's probably what I'd be thinking then, those extra tests and probably the biopsy as well.
Okay. I'm just conscious of the fact that I don't want him, re-picking at that sore too much. I might ring back in a couple of days or whatever, and I might make a different appointment to come in and just have him just checked in a week or so to make sure that he's doing all right.
Yeah, that sounds good. Because does Leslie feel comfortable handling him at all?
Well, I mean, she doesn't handle him as much as, because he just doesn't like it. So it's not always good to kind of, be picking at him and stuff like that. That's fine. I'll talk. I'll get an appointment and, we'll work it out.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, look, hopefully he just, plucks a little bit like he has and it doesn't get any worse, and hopefully he definitely doesn't start mutilating his wing or anything. There's obviously...
Well, it's not really his wing, it's under his wing. He's not picking at his wings. It's underneath.
Oh, his flank. Yeah, sure.
So, yep. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, bye.
Thanks, bye.